The 2018 point-in-time homeless count conducted by the Maricopa Association of Governments earlier this year found more than 6,200 people experiencing homelessness on a particular night in January. There are agencies who work to help people find housing or jobs, but to get those, you need identification. That's where the Homeless ID Project comes in. With me to talk about it is Rick Mitchell, the group's executive director. And Rick, it seems like there are so many things people who are experiencing homelessness need, but ID seems like one that might be overlooked.
It is easily overlooked and often overlooked, and I'm kind of surprised that we're the only organization in the state of Arizona that I know of that's doing this on a full-time basis. You cannot get a job without ID. You cannot get housing without ID. You cannot get your kids enrolled in school without birth certificates. And so anybody who's suffering from homelessness has to start there. And if they don't know about our services, if they're unaware of our services, often inertia sets in. And you know, inertia is a very powerful non-force. People are just stuck. So the Homeless ID Project, and we've been doing this for 30 years, helps individuals to take that first critical step so that they can then take the next steps to end their homelessness.
What kinds of identification do you try to help people get?
The ultimate goal is a state ID, although in some cases, children, for example, it's the birth certificate. But the ultimate goal is the state ID.
Like a driver's license?
A driver's license or state ID, which is the same thing without the driving privileges. But oftentimes, we need to do something beyond that, because if they haven't had an ID in the state of Arizona before, we may need to start with a birth certificate. And it takes a birth certificate and one other piece of identification to get the state ID. We do run into some cases, rare, but occasionally we run into cases where a birth certificate doesn't exist and we actually end up working with a county or a state to help sort of construct from scratch a birth certificate. We'll get old baptismal records or school records or what have you in an attempt to get a birth certificate to then get the ID so that the individual can then get housed or employed.
So how do you go about doing this? I mean, let's say that somebody has a birth certificate, for example. How do you go about trying to get them a state-issued ID or driver's license or something like that?
It can be very simple. If we have a client who has had an ID in Arizona in the past, at least within the past 15 years or so, we can probably get online, get a temporary ID issued, and they can walk out with their temporary that day so they can get a job that day. And that happens frequently. Somebody comes in, they have an opportunity for a job, they haven't had an ID, can you help me? In some cases, it's more complicated. They may have to go down to MVD, and we will provide them with a voucher and a bus pass in order to get them to the MVD. And in other cases, if they haven't had an ID in the state of Arizona, again, we have to start from scratch. We've got to get a birth certificate and some other identifying documents, social security card or selective service or a marriage certificate. There are various ways. And it's really, every story is a little bit different.
Can you tell anything about the state of homelessness in the Valley based on the number of people who are coming to see you for your services or the types of services they're requesting at a given time?
Boy, that's a really tough question. I think that from our perspective, the state of homelessness is largely unchanged. The numbers are not increasing overall too much, but they are increasing. And I know that we are not meeting all of the demand that's out there. We work on the Human Service Campus in Central Phoenix. We work with the Valley of the Sun United Way. And at every one of those events, all held in a different part of the Valley, we do anywhere from 50 to 100 birth certificate applications in a single day. Hmm. And that tells me that all around the Valley, and not just in Central Phoenix, the need exists. We want to fill that need. We recently worked with Representative Reginald Boulding to get legislation passed that provides fee waiver for IDs and driver's licenses for homeless veterans, and that's for the whole state of Arizona.
Do you have a sense of how many people you work with in a given week or month or year?
The Homeless ID Project processed 7,600 plus documents last year. We have plans to see approximately 40 people per day on the Human Service Campus. The first part of this year, we were seeing 30, and lately we're seeing 50. Hmm. And I can't explain what the difference is, but our target is 40 a day, and then we do some outreach programs where we also do IDs and birth certificates. So I think we'll do 8,500 this year. We have a plan for that. We have revenues for that. I'd like to do more if we can find some more opportunities and some more funding. This is a basic service without which people cannot end their homelessness. It is the mission of the Homeless ID Project to help people end homelessness. I don't know if we're going to end homelessness in my lifetime, but I think we can solve this document problem in my lifetime. And working with the legislature, I hope we're able to do that in the state of Arizona. I hope we're able to get fee waivers, not just for homeless veterans, but for all homeless individuals. I hope we're able to get fee waivers for birth certificates for homeless individuals. And if we can do those things, we will go a long way towards ending that state of inertia that so many people find themselves in. It's hard enough to be homeless and to begin to try and dig yourself out of homelessness. And then you have that document standing in your way, that document that you don't have, that you can't get, because you can't get ID without ID. And I hope we can remove that barrier.
All right. Rick Mitchell is Executive Director of the Homeless ID Project. Rick, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.